There is the good will of God. There is the acceptable will of God. And there is the perfect will of God. And why this is very important is that in walking in the will of God, we must know that there is the perfect will of God and there is the permissive will of God. Because so many people are doing God a service without it being His will. So many people are serving God, but they will just, no, on that day He will say, I didn't even know you. So many people are serving God and they don't know that they are on their own. The perfect will of God is what He, God, designed and desires for you. The permissive will of God is what you yourself designed, desired, and came for approval from God. Okay, it is time to hear from God's word. And as usual, it's just a reminder. There's nothing we preach that is new. There's nothing I'm saying now that you have not heard before. There's no scripture I am reading now that you have not read before. That is certain. Many of you have read this book more than I have read this Bible. But sometimes it's good to read these things, go back to it again to remind us. Remember, the Bible tells us we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. We are to comfort ourselves in these evil days, comfort ourselves by His word. But more importantly, there are I've tried to explain this several times before to brethren, that I want you to know something. Hallelujah. That in Psalm 103, the psalmist was saying that God made showed Israel His acts. And Moses, He showed him His ways. There are the acts of God, there's the way of God. The acts of God are those miracles you are receiving. The acts of God are those testimonies you give every day, healing, deliverance, operation of the gifts, mighty anointing, visions and prophecies. They are all acts of God, which is very good. But you must also add the ways of God. You must know His ways. And that is what I call God's principles. And God operates by His principles. And He works by His principles. And a lot of us desire to serve Him. Many of us desire to serve Him. Everybody is anxious to hear, I have a call, I have a call, I have a call. And the reason you get excited when the prophecy comes forth that you have a call is because you desire to serve Him. So it is very assuring to know that He Himself wants you to serve Him. But I want to say something today that will help us to serve God acceptably. Because you can serve God and yet do Him a service without it being His will, or you serve Him in a manner, for any reason at all, that may not be acceptable with Him. But this time around, it is for your own peace. This time, it's not even for God's agenda, but for your own peace. So we need to know these things. Praise the Lord. I've shared this on various occasions, but these things are always new. We'll be looking at walking in the will of God. Walking. Walk here is W-A-L-K. W-A-L-K, not W-O-R-K. It's walking. Walking, living your life in the will of God. And this is to help us to serve God acceptably. I will pick our text from something Apostle Paul told Ephesians in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. You may have heard me say this before, but I may say one or two things that will make this topic even clearer. Chapter number 5 and Apostle Paul in verse 13. I'll read it up to verse 17. He says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15 is my emphasis. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, because we have foolish virgins and we have wise virgins. So he's talking to us, the two groups. And verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Verse 17, also I want to emphasize, because of the Issachar grace we have. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but what? Understanding, which is the identity of the Issachar, source of Issachar. But understanding what the will of God is. You have to understand what the will of God is. And what is the will of God? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to get you to understand. The will of God is what He, God, wants. What He, God, desires. And what He, God, plans. And what He, God, executes. The will of God is also how He wants anything done. How also God desires, not just what He wants, but how He wants it done. And how He lays out His plans. That is the will of God. In short, it is God's divine agenda for us as individuals and human beings generally, and His church also. Remember that Psalm 100, verse 3. We'll be reading a lot of scriptures, and I'll be giving you some scriptures, because some of these things you need to go back and review these things we say in your quiet time. Psalm 100, verse 2 says, Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Then verse 3 is my emphasis. He said, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. And this is my emphasis. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. He owns us. He made us. We are only clay. He's the potter. He said, We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 9. There is a very serious statement there that Apostle Paul also made reference to in Romans chapter 9. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Kai. Let the potter strive with the potters of the earth. Shall declare, say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Or thy work? He hath no hands. You are telling him, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read that verse again. Because as I read, I remember who human beings are. Woe is a woe. Woe, that is. Anything you say woe, that means you are on your own. Danger is before you. You are finished. Woe unto him. Woe, it's not a curse. Oh. When they say woe to you, Onyejaka, it's not a curse. Oh. Praise the Lord. Woe, woe, woe unto you. That is, you know, what is ahead of you if you don't take heed? You know, it's a warning. It's a warning. Woe unto him that strived with his maker. Because if you do that, there's repercussion. Let the potters strive with the potters of the earth. It's using earthly things to describe. The potters there are those who make, are the potters, they show the potters, right, who use clay to form vessels. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Will you even ask, What is this you have made? Or thy work has no hands? You are telling him, You have formed something. Why didn't you put hand here? Why didn't you put leg like this? Is that not what all you that have decided to go so rebellious before your maker, that you begin to reshape what he, God, has created. I hope you know the effect. Woe unto you that go before whatever you call it and begin to put tattoo on your bodies. Turn your bodies to a signboard. Turn your bodies to whatever you call it. Praise the Lord. He said, woe to you. When you see a woman carry, African woman, carry Oyibo Indian hair and try to add to her own those attachments, you are actually replying your maker. You are asking your maker, why didn't you make my hair like the Indian hair? Woman, sister! I wish I can preach this today. A woman will go and carry razor blade and scrape the eyebrows. You actually go and scrape it. What is happening is that after scraping it, why did you scrape it? Why did you scrape it? And you see the way God does it. After you scrape the natural one that God has put there, it will refuse to grow. It is dead. They will turn and look at the mirror to see now whether they are fine now. Then the next thing is they will just observe that they look like monkey. Then you see how Satan deceives these women. Then he will now, to cover up, he will carry black chalk and then repaint the place black. Why did you remove it before? You are questioning your maker. You are questioning your maker now. Praise the Lord. You go and carry paint. The natural beauty that God has given you is not enough. You go and carry paint. Paint your nail. Paint your face. Paint. Ah! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God willing, some Sunday to come soon, if we have opportunity again, if the Lord tarries, I will preach something about idolatry.
Amen.
Idolatry in the church. Israel left Egypt. They left Egypt with their leg, but their heart was still in Egypt. They carried the idols of Egypt to the promised land. When you see somebody who says a Christian and say, I once was blind, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I'm see. And then you are still painting your face, sister. You are still blind. You say you can see. See what? You cross over to Christianity with the idols of your former life. But that's not where I'm going, Joe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the will of God. Praise the Lord. I remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, in John 14 verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Hallelujah. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. Listen very well. Listen very well. Jesus is our standard. Jesus is our standard. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Our destiny, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 29, we are destined, predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. We are to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. If Jesus said, I am the way, that means he is the one to show us how to live our lives that shall be pleasing before God. And in Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 5, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering, thou willest not, but the body has thou prepared me. That you see in Psalm 40 and verse 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, are we there? Lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, To do thy will, O God. What did he come to do? To do thy will. To do the will of God. Jesus came to do the will of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 9. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. The first is the Old Testament. The second is the New Testament. The will of God now. His desire now. What he wants now. He's not about the Old Testament, but the New Covenant, the New Testament. And he came to fulfill that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By which will, by that same will of God, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. He came to do the will of the Father. And in John chapter 6, this same Jesus again, verse 38, praise the Lord. He says, verse 37 and verse 38, if you are there, 37, say, all that the Father given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And verse 38 is my emphasis. For I, Jesus is saying, for I come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. That's why I gave emphasis to that scripture that speaks about God being the potter and we being the clay. We are designed according to his pleasure. For his purpose, to do his will. Jesus Christ knew that from the beginning. And when he taught his disciples how to pray in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, one of the things he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what he was demonstrating. Why he told Moses to build the tabernacle and he gave him a pattern. So that Moses, it is not your idea, it's my idea. And don't ask me why I say you should overlay the top of the ark with gold. Don't ask. There's so much clay here now. Why are you using gold that is very difficult? It's not your business. I have a reason for it. And although I told you, Moses, that you should not make any image of any form, anything on likeness of anything in heaven and on earth, but when you will be making that ark, make an image of two cherubims there. And then you people will come and be bowing before it. For I am the Lord. I decide when you should do what and what you should not do. Praise the Lord. So don't question him. Noah built the ark. This is how the ark will be. And don't add and don't subtract. Build it according to the pattern, heavenly pattern. So that vision was constantly before Moses. That vision was constantly before Noah. And without vision, the people perish. The just shall live by faith. For without faith, revelation, it is impossible to please God. In John chapter 7. John chapter 7. And verse 17. And verse 18. He said, if any man will do his will. If any man will do God's will. Hallelujah. Because in verse 16. Let's read it from verse 16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine. Hey, glory be to God. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine. Whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself, seeketh his own glory. But he that speaketh God's glory that sent him, his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So you want to know God's doctrine? Then say what the Bible says. say what the word of God says. Then you will know his doctrine. Then he will teach you more. The first point of departing from God, of no more receiving revelation from God, is when you begin to inject your own into it as a teacher.
Right.
I hope you are catching it. Onyeja can write it down. Your first point of ending any further revelation of God concerning divine revelation is that point that you begin to teach your idea. He told the Pharisees, he said, in vain do they worship me, in vain. Teaching for commandments, what? The doctrines of men. When you begin to teach the doctrine of men, all your worship of God becomes vain. Vanity. No reward. Praise the Lord. I'm emphasizing this because we are talking about the need to walk in the will of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, he spoke about them that are led by the Spirit. Who are they? You have to be led by the Spirit. And because the Spirit searcheth all things. The Spirit knoweth the things of God. So he lead you. The Holy Ghost, the purpose of the Holy Ghost, that he will lead you. Praise the Lord. And them that are led by the Spirit of God, they are, hallelujah, they are the sons of God and the daughters of God. I like the way John chapter 5 puts it. John in chapter 5, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 19. Let's read John chapter 5 verse 19. It says, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what thing soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Kai. I read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. That is, do you understand what that statement is doing? It's saying. He said the Son can do nothing of himself. Some years back, there's a prayer I used to pray. Years back, when I gave my life to Christ newly, I used to tell God, I said, after I passed one day, and I saw a madman on a heap of dustbin, waste bin there, heap of it. I was sitting down there comfortably. And I said, I thought, there is a spirit in him that pushed him to go there. To sit down there. Anywhere that spirit move him to go, he will do it. He can move him to go and sleep in the toilet. He can move him to go and sleep in that dustbin. He can move him to go under a tree. The identity of that spirit, they call him, he is mad. And I told God, I said, so also, Lord, possess me. Let me do only your will. Don't give me voice. Don't even tell me voice. Don't speak to me. Don't push me. Push me like that. Let me just be doing only that which is your will. And then I said, let my will be buried in your will. And you can see here, Jesus came to that estate where he could make that statement. He said, the Son can do nothing of himself. Hey! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That means those miracles he was doing, he was not doing it of himself. It was the Father that was pushing him to do it.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. But what he sees the Father do, for what thing soever he doeth, whatever you see him do, including his withdrawal to go to the mountain, including 40 days of fasting, he was not doing it because he heard that Moses also fasted 40 days. So let me to go. After all, Moses said, I will raise up like after me, so let me do all that Moses did. No! Copy, follow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And verse 20 says, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than this, that ye may marvel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickened whom he will. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In John again, chapter 12. John chapter 12 and verse 49 and verse 50. He says, For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Now, John chapter 8 is very interesting here. John chapter 8, verse 25. Let's read it up to verse 29. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me, can you see something? He's always making reference to the Father. Making reference to he that sent him, because he came to do the will of the Father.
Amen.
May we grow to that level.
Amen.
But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught to me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want you to note verse 29. Underline it in your Bible. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Walking in the will of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why did he say so? Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Verse 20 and verse 21. He said, Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou may be wise in the latter end. The latter end, that is talking about the effect of living a life full of wisdom. He said, There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
Amen.
I read verse 21 again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There are many devices in a man's heart. Many ideas. Many things you wish to be. Many things you want to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you read Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4, the emphasis there is, Let God be true, and every man what?
Liar.
What he's saying there is that, when your aspirations, your desires, your devices in your heart will clash with that of God, your own goes down, his own goes up.
Amen.
Only his own shall stand. This is the reason. This is the prayer. He 175. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are with me, sing it with me also. Who will join me to sing this song now? In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there is nothing like religion. In the good old-fashioned way, I'm walking in the old-time ways, and I want the world to know that I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything like. Hallelujah! I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There is nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, yes. Hear what he says. There are many things I would like to be as my journey I pursue. I have longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. Hey, but I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything. Hallelujah! I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go, oh, that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. Yes, sir. All my bodies have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below. Oh, that I would be an old-time Christian than anything like. Hallelujah! I would rather be an old-time Christian. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. Yes, sir. I wait. I'm telling everywhere I go that I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Forget this modern way of everybody want to inject ideas. Inject all manner of ideas. To them, that is how 21st century preaching should be. They call it a new anointing. There is no new anointing. Anything is the same old anointing that was released on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. And we are in the days of the latter rain. Hallelujah. The same rain is the same rain that fell. The same baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that's why I want to sing that song again. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. There is the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? Oh, say it. One of them. If you're one of them. Oh, I am one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that. Issachar, are you one of them? Sons of Issachar. Daughters of Issachar. Oh, one of them. Hey, I am one of them. Oh, I can. They said we didn't go to school. Although these people may not learned be, no boast of worldly fame, They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling them both far away. His power is yet the same. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, I'm one of them. Oh, I am one of them. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. I am one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say. Call my brother, seek this blessing. From my brother, seek this blessing that we cleanse your heart from sin. Oh, that we start the joy bells ringing and we'll keep the soul aflame. Oh, it is burning now within my heart. All glory to His name. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. Oh, I am one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? I am one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Let's make an invitation now. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Hey, here in His word, He has shown up. He has shown up the way. That's what we're doing this morning. Here in our midst. Oh, hey, standing today. Oh, stand and say. Joyful will the meeting be. Hallelujah. When from sin our hearts are pure and free. Oh, and we shall gather. Oh, say.